Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the DFS MLB podcast, Friday edition for tonight's MLB games. Hi there, baseball fans. I'm Paul Bruno, and I'm joined, as always, by John McKechnie. We are coming at you today with our best recommendations for your FanDuel rosters for Friday night's games. John, any observations you'd like to share before we get going?
I do, actually. So last night, going into the game, Mets versus Nationals, kind of the big talking point was, oh, Bryce Harper's 0 for 20 against Matt Harvey, all this and that. Matt Harvey dominates against the Nationals. But then, you know, he fails to get out of the third inning. He gets shelled for, I think, 9 runs. I think 6 of them were earned. And after the game, Terry Collins was very noncommittal about Harvey getting his next start in the rotation on Tuesday when they're going back against the Nationals. I thought it was interesting, you know, to kind of see that sort of fall from grace. You know, he hasn't been that sharp this year to begin with, but, I mean, I think it all sort of came to a head Thursday night. And even Bryce Harper, you know, kind of maybe a little bit out of his zone here, or maybe coming out of his lane a little bit, saying that maybe Harvey shouldn't have thrown all those innings last year after when he was asked about it. So I thought that was a pretty interesting thing going on Thursday night.
You know what? That smells to me like an arm problem in the offing. And when you got a super talent like Harvey, you got to take every precaution. I mean, he's been through a lot the last couple of years, and you just wonder if there's a recurrence, and they're trying to keep a lid on it, because obviously that would be huge news. But the numbers don't lie; they never do, and it's a telltale sign that he had to work so hard in his last outing, didn't last very long. So maybe a preemptive strike by his manager and an attempt to really right the ship there on the sidelines, because you don't want to take a risk with a talent like this at all.
That's true, and I'm worried that his confidence has shot a little bit too, you know, after all of this as well.
Yeah, well, time will tell. I mean, you got to look after your ace. I mean, closer to home in Toronto, people were saying, oh, Marcus Stroman is going to be a 20-game winner this year, blah, 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 and he struggled the last couple of times out and really taken a lot of hits too. So when your aces don't come through, it really translates and puts pressure down the rest of the lineup. So the top of the rotation really has to come through. A lot of extra pressure there, and maybe that's part and parcel of what Harvey and Stroman are dealing with these days. But, John, let's go through the matchups that we have for tonight's games, projecting our starters. So why don't you take us through the first 5 games, please?
All right, starting us off Friday night, we're going to have the Rockies traveling to Pittsburgh. We're going to have Eddie Butler going on the hill for the Rockies against Pittsburgh's ace, Garrett Cole. That's at 7:05 first pitch. And then we're going to have elsewhere in Pennsylvania, we're going to have Philadelphia with Aaron Nola hosting Atlanta and Matt Wisler. A really nice matchup of young pitchers there. Then we're going to have Washington with Tanner Roark on the hill going down to Miami to face Justin Nicolino. That's a 7:10 first pitch. Following that up, we're going to have Tampa Bay's Matt Andrees going against Detroit's Anibal Sanchez at 7:10 up in Detroit. And then Corey Kluber is going to be on the hill for the Indians going to Fenway Park to face a red-hot Boston lineup, and Clay Buchholz will be on the hill for the Red Sox. That's a 7:10 start.
We have a total of 5 7:10 starts tonight, so whoever's manning the MLB desk as a backup to all the guys that report in stadium are going to be pretty busy in that time slot. I'm sensitive to that, working for Stats Inc. and watching that unveil itself tonight on the sked. So good luck to the stringers out there. Seattle's Hisashi Iwakuma, 1-4 mark, 4.38 ERA, goes into to Cincy tonight against Dan Straley for a 7-10 start. Milwaukee's Willie Peralta, 2-4 with an inflated 7.30 ERA against the Mets. Steve Matz, 5-1 with a 2.86 ERA. There's a mismatch on paper, at least. Dylan G, 0-1 with a 3.12 ERA against the White Sox. Jose Quintana, who's been a revelation to some. I jumped on this bandwagon early last year, picked him up in season-long leagues, and I really rode him all the way to the bank, John. It was a great pick, and he's picked everybody's left off. 8-10 start there. Then Colby Lewis, a bit of a surprise to me in that this guy's performed so well. He's going to be my pick for pitcher of the day. In this matchup, again, I like him against Lance McCullers, who struggled in his only start earlier this year. And it's an 8-10 start, a cross-state rivalry, of course, which adds a little incentive to both sides tonight. And then Toronto's Aaron Sanchez, 3-1 with a 3.29 ERA against Tyler Duffy, who is 1-2 and 1.85. And I was surprised to hear that this guy is the proud holder of three different curveballs that he throws, three different speeds. So I'm anxious to see what that looks like tonight. I thought that was a misnomer when I read it, so I'll be curious to see if he really delivers on that. But take us through the next five games, John.
All right, now we're heading out west here a little bit. We're going to go with Arizona's Patrick Corbin. He's 1-3 with a 4.14 ERA, going to St. Louis to face Carlos Martinez in the Cardinals. That's an 8:15 Eastern start. And then way out west, we're going to have the Yankees with C.C. Sabathia, who actually has a 3.81 ERA on the year and a 4-3 record, going to Oakland to face the A's ace, Sonny Gray, who's looking to get off the mat a little bit here. He's got a 5.84 ERA, so a little bit of a rough start for Sonny Gray there. And then we're going to have Baltimore and Mike Wright on the hill, heading out to Anaheim to face the Angels, and Hector Santiago, who's off to a nice start this season. That's a 10.05 first pitch. And then we're going to have the Cubs with the ace, Jake Arrieta, going out to San Francisco to face Jake Peavy, really struggling. It's hard to think that he's going to be in the rotation too much longer if he keeps this up. That's a 10.15 start. And then finishing us off here, we're going to have the Dodgers with Scott Kazmir heading down I-5 to San Diego to face Christian Friedrich and the Padres. That's a 10.40 Eastern start.
All right, John, I tip my hand with my starting pitcher. I'll give more detail in a sec, but I'd love to hear who you've got going for you on the mound tonight.
Tonight I'm going to go with Philadelphia's Aaron Nola. Now, I understand, and he's at 9,000, so I understand that that's not necessarily the cheapest option you're going to go for in a tournament-type setting, but for a guy that actually has the fourth-highest FanDuel points per game on the slate among pitchers, and he's only the seventh-highest salaried starter, I really like those factors for Nola tonight, and he's drawn about as good of a matchup as you're going to get in Atlanta, so he's at home going against a really anemic Braves offense, and you know, the Braves don't really strike out at the gaudy rates of your Astros or your Padres, but they're so weak top to bottom. They have the worst weighted on base in the majors at 272. And just to give you a little bit of context there, there are only five teams in the majors that are under a 300 mark for that. So going back to Nola, not only is this matchup favorable, but, I mean, he's kind of been under the radar, like a top 20 pitcher this season, in my opinion. You know, aside from like a 5-inning outing against Washington last month, he's gone at least 6 innings in every start, and he's gone 7 innings in 4 of his last 5 outings, averaging 7 strikeouts per outing in that span. So if he can just hit those averages, you got to figure that the win probability is pretty high here at home against the Braves. I think Nola's going to give you a really nice return here.
Yeah, that's a higher than normal value that I would see for him, but I think you've justified the case. I'm going to spend a little less, though, on Colby Lewis in that All-Texas matchup. $7,400. It surprised me to note that Lewis has pulled off 7 quality starts so far in his 8 appearances this season, John. He's managed to minimize the damage by continuing to be stingy with free passes, too. But in his last 3 starts, he's also limited all comers to only 14 hits in 21 innings. That's 3 straight starts of 7 innings, while striking out 18 batters and walking only 2. He also owns a very similar history against current Astros batters, which is something I always look to, and that translates to a 271 on-base percentage through 131 at-bat sample, which is the most significant one on the board today, and it's most favorable to Colby Lewis. I'm not a big fan of this guy, but I can't go against the numbers. And like I said before, the numbers don't lie, and I'm going to back him tonight. And if he blows it for me, I'll never pick him again. Let's get in. Sorry.
Big audition for him tonight.
Exactly, for Team Bruno. But let's remind people who are the guys that are so good to us, and that's the gang at FanDuel. And so we remind everybody that the MLB season is clearly here, and that means daily fantasy baseball is back. So go to FanDuel.com, where building a team is easy. Just pick your players, stay under the salary cap, and sit back tonight and watch your team win. Entry fees start at just under a buck, and anybody can play. John, before we go further, though, of course, you mentioned the Cubs ace is on the mound tonight. What's the pitfall in your mind to picking this guy? I think it just damages the rest of your lineup because you can't go big anywhere else if you spend that kind of money.
That's true, and I definitely experienced that with Kershaw earlier this week when he had a $13,000 price tag. You're really kind of stretching to fill out the rest of your lineup when you have that, and it's an absolute necessity that pitcher performs. You know, you kind of need what Kershaw gave the other night, a complete game type of performance to really have him hit value. So that's really a lot to be asking. And I think in a tournament type setting, it might be best to kind of maybe fade these really top end pitchers, your Arietas and your Kershaws, and save up elsewhere so your lineup has a little bit of variation compared to the rest of the people in the player or in the tournament pool.
That's a great tip, John.
Now, thank you, Paul. But so FanDuel, in partnership with RotoWire, has created the RotoWire Fantasy Baseball Championship, where FanDuel and RotoWire are offering an exclusive series of 14 weekly contests for RotoWire readers, culminating in the final on July 10th, which awards $15,000 in free prizes, including $2,000 for first place.
So join over 1 million other users who've already won the money, and it's never too late to join. So come play with me every day over at FanDuel.com. Go to FanDuel.com and click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code, RWPOD, and sign up now. There's a special offer for new users. Get a free 6-month RotoWire subscription with a $25 deposit. You must sign up with my promo code, RWPOD. That's over $60 in value for just $25. Don't forget to use my code RWPOD. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. Okay, John, let's get into our position-by-position picks. Who do you have behind the plate?
I'm going to go with Houston's Evan Gattis here tonight at 2,700. Now, since being recalled earlier this week, he's started 3 games in a row. Gattis has tallied 5 hits, including 2 home runs in his first 12 at-bats. And did I mention that one of those home runs came off of Chris Sale, who, he looked unhittable last night. So for Gattis to touch him up for a long ball was really, that instilled a lot of confidence in me to give him a look for tonight. And I understand he's a bit of a boom or bust option. He's not going to be going 3 for 5, slapping singles and whatnot. But he's actually getting on base a little bit better than his career track record. He's walking at a career best 8.3% in a limited sample this season. Obviously he started the year on the DL, some sports hernia issues there. He doesn't have a great track record against Colby Lewis, 4 for 15 with 6 strikeouts. But I do like his odds tonight. Going against, as a Dallas native, going against the team he grew up watching, I think Gattis at 2,700 is a pretty nice price for what you could get upside-wise.
Well, and I'm looking in the same salary ballpark. I picked Salvador Perez of the Royals for $2,900, John. Through the early part of this season, Perez's slash line shows a dip over career norms. However, on the flip side, his runs scored, homers, and RBI totals are coming in at a career-best pace, which is 2 anomalies that I don't quite understand, but I think he's currently on a season-high 5-game hit streak, going 6 for 20, with a couple of extra base knocks included. And he has also authored a dominant slash line in going 17 for 45 in his career with White Sox starter Jose Quintana. Who do you have at first base?
I'm going to go with a bit of a value play here. I know usually first base is kind of where you and I tend to pay up a little bit, but tonight I'm going to go with Will Myers for the Padres at 2,900. Now, Myers kind of gets lost in the shuffle a little bit out in San Diego just because, the Padres aren't drawing a whole lot of headlines this year. They're very much in a rebuild mode. But Myers really quietly is actually having a pretty decent bounce-back campaign, and he's going to be going up against Scott Kazmir, and he hasn't been dominant against left-handed pitching. He's slashing .279, .295, .442. I mean, but he's been really solid at home, especially batting .284 compared to .227 on the road. So obviously there's some more appealing options, you know, your Rizzos, your David Ortiz, Miggy Cabrera, and so on and so forth. But I think if you're trying to save a little bit here to pay up elsewhere, I think Myers really kind of draws a favorable matchup here, and you only have to pay $2,900 to get him.
Yeah, that's a solid call, John. And I'm staying in the same ballpark, spending a little more on Mike Napoli of the Indians for $3,200. You can safely bet that Napoli is looking forward to this weekend in his former stomping grounds of Fenway Park. He's entering play on a nice two-week run that has seen him hit to an OPS of just under 900, scoring 19 runs and driving in a dozen in that time. So he's also knows a bit about the Red Sox starter Clay Buchholz from their time together, and it's no secret that Buchholz has struggled mightily in 2016 with an elevated home run and walk rate. So I think the ball could fly in Fenway tonight, and Napoli could be smiling. Maybe there'll be a bat flip involved too. Who knows? At second base, who do you have?
Saving a little bit of coin here at first base so you can stack elsewhere. I'm going to go with an expensive option. I'm going to go with Robbie Cano of the Mariners at $4,100. Now, not only does Cano draw the platoon advantage Friday against Straley on the mound in Cincinnati, which also, just fact of the matter, excellent hitters ballpark, but then Cano has just been on a rampage on the road this season. That's where he's done the majority of his damage in this like amazing comeback year. He's batting .370 with an OPS of 1.169, and 9 of his 12 home runs have also come away from Safeco Field. So all the stars are kind of aligning for Cano here. I'm definitely paying up for him. I'll take the $4,100. I think he's going to hit value for sure.
John, we didn't do this at the same time, but we're following the same trend here. In second base, I'm spending $4,200 on Zobrist of the Cubs. He's hitting at a career-best OPS of .952 through 131 at-bats this year and is currently on a six-game hit streak, going 9-for-21 with 5 walks, so he's getting on base at over .500 in this streak. And he also owns 2 homers and 4 extra base hits in only a 19-at-bat sample against Giants starter Jake Peavy. You spoke earlier of his struggles, so I like that in Zobrist's favor tonight. He's not just a super utility player anymore, but now a proven to be a very smart hitter and a tough out, hence this price tag, which is reflecting the current value that he's showing. Your third base pick, partner.
I'm going to go with Adrian Beltre of the Rangers here for $3,400. Now, aside from Wednesday's goose egg, Beltre's really been producing at a tremendous clip over the past week. You know, he's been getting on base, driving in runs, doing everything. I mean, did you see his home run this week where he kind of took this wild swing, ended up on a knee, goes out to, like, the batter's eye? That was just unbelievable. That guy definitely still has it as, you know, 36, 37-year-old third baseman. And, okay, so Friday night he's going against Lance McCullers, who's making just his second start of the season. He's a young right-hander. And I just think that this is a really favorable matchup. I think Beltre is too savvy a hitter to be fooled by anything that McCullers is bringing to the table tonight. McCullers only went 4 2/3 last week, and he allowed 10 base runners in that outing. I think Beltre is really going to be all over the base paths tonight, and I think he's going to be driving some people in as well. So $3,400, that's a pretty solid mid-tier price, and I really like the matchup here.
And I'm going to go with at the hot corner, Evan Longoria of the Rays, $3,900. I've been watching the signature player of the Tampa team for the past little while. He's been on quite a tear, John, counting 4 multi-hit games and 6 extra base knocks in his current 7-game hit streak. He's also reached base 6 times and 15 at-bats against Tigers starter Anibal Sanchez, who was off to the worst start of his career when we note a 5.91 ERA and a 1.59 whip, and allowing 8 homers in 42 2/3 innings pitched. That's a high rate for him, and I think Longoria is going to be all over it tonight. At shortstop position, my man.
I'm going to go with my guy, my favorite player, Manny Machado of the Orioles at $3,700.
Homer!
I know it, but now he's got, you know, shortstop eligibility, so I really like that, and his price tag is down to $3,700 in light of his recent slump. He's only hitting 138 over the last week with 6 strikeouts, but he's going to be out in Los Angeles going against Hector Santiago, a left-hander, and I just think that there's too many factors going in Machado's favor here. He's got the platoon advantage, And I think 3,700 is a steal for Machado personally. I think he's a guy that should be in the 4,000, a little bit over price range. So I think that he's going to be able to do some work tonight. And I don't think that Santiago, even though he's off to a good start with the 3.42 ERA, I'm just not sold that he's going to be able to saw off Baltimore's right-handed bats, and I think Machado's going to be one of the guys that does damage.
Well, and I'm going to a guy who's at the other end of his career. Machado's an up-and-coming superstar, as you and I both know, and a lot of other people that listen to this podcast will say, yeah, right, for sure. But Jimmy Rollins is at the other end of the spectrum, winding up a pretty solid career for himself. He comes in at $3,100 for the White Sox tonight. I'm looking to save some money here, John, and I find that Rollins may be a nice value play, as he has three hits and a couple of runs scored in his last three starts. But what excites me most about getting him in today's lineup is his 14 hits and a 1.21 OPS in a 31 at-bat sample against Royals starter Dylan G. Those are favorable numbers to me at this low price tag, and I can't ignore it when I have a chance to save and load up elsewhere. So we'll move elsewhere to the outfield. Let me hear your trio of picks.
I'm going to go a little bit revenge game angle for my first outfield pick. I'm going to go with Mark Trumbo of the Orioles at 3,800, going back to his old stomping grounds out in Anaheim. And I think this is really just an excellent matchup for him. His numbers against lefties are down from his career norm, so I think he's due for a bit of a bounce back against southpaws. But he does have five home runs and just 38 at-bats against left-handed pitching. And he's going to be hitting in the heart of the order against a struggling Angels team. I think there's enough here at 3,800 to where I'm going to try to fit Trumbo into my lineup. And he also has been really solid on the road. Seven of his home runs have come away from Camden Yards, and he is OPS above 1.0. So I really like him tonight. And then a little more of a value play here. I'm going to go with Nomar Mazara, sticking with the Rangers a little bit here at 3,200. Going against McCullers, like I said, he's going to have the platoon advantage as a left-handed bat going against McCullers. I think that, I don't know, he's such a talented player. It's hard for me to pick against him, especially at a 3,200 price tag. And then my final one is Giancarlo Stanton. Here's another guy who I think has been a little bit undervalued here. He's at 3,700, and I understand that he's slumping by his standards with just one home run in his last 10 games. But for him to be priced in the same tier as a guy like Adam Duvall or Jason Hayward, that just doesn't make sense to me. So I'm not going to overthink it too much here. He's going to be facing Tanner Roark on the mound for the Nationals. He's 5-for-20 lifetime against Roark, which isn't amazing by any stretch, but three of those hits have gone for extra bases and two of them have left the yard. So at 3,700, I think this is about as low as we're going to see Stanton's price dip, and I think it's going to start to come back up after tonight, and I think he's going to have a big night.
John, before I give my outfield picks, I got to correct an error I made earlier, and that's on Mike Napoli. I think I said he scored 19 runs in the last 2 weeks. He actually has 10, but those are still pretty solid numbers in concert with what he's done elsewhere on his
Absolutely.
Slash lines. But for my outfield picks, I'm going to go with J.D. Martinez of the Tigers. This Tiger slugger has put a sluggish start in a rearview mirror. He's currently on a power surge that has seen him mash three homers in his last four games, and he's also produced 11 hits and 25 at-bats over the last week. He's got an OPS that has spiked over 1.0 in his last 15 starts and has four consecutive multi-hit games as he enters play tonight. I think this price tag is a bit low when you got a big masher that's hitting the ball for power and for average like he's finally doing. And I'll back him up with a guy who's on a 24-game win streak, Jackie Bradley Jr. of the Red Sox, $3,900. Speaking of hot hitters, Bradley is enjoying that streak as he enters play tonight, and he's not exactly nickel and diming his way to those gaudy numbers, as he's had plenty of multi-hit games and extra base hitting efforts included in this Torres stretch. I really like his chances for extending this streak to 25 when I look at the recent struggles of the counterpart on the mound. That's Corey Kluber, who's been knocked around pretty good in his last two starts and is only 2-5 with a 4.30 ERA on the year. And finally, I'm going to go way off the map here to pick Paolo Orlando of the Royals for $2,400. This is a value play like no other that I see on the board today. I love the story of this career minor leaguer that he started to write last year, and I throw him in there today because he's come up with seven hits in his last 14 at-bats, so the bat is hot, and three of those knocks have gone for extra bases as well. He is, like Perez, who I included earlier, another of several Royals batters who's enjoyed success against White Sox starter Quintana, as he has five hits and 11 bat, history of this matchup. So I like this low price tag on a guy who's not on the tip of too many tongues today, and we'll see how that turns out. But it gives me flexibility through the rest of the lineup. John, we wound up with our picks. So who do you look back and say is your pick of the day?
I'm going to stick with my second base pick. I'm going to go with Robbie Cano here at 4,100. I think there's just way too many factors going in his favor tonight. I mean, it really can't be understated that he's batting 370 on the road with an OPS of 1.169 and 9 of his 12 home runs. I mean, he is absolutely just doing so much damage on the road. I watched all of his series against the Orioles this past week when they were out in Baltimore, and he was killing us. And I think he's going to, you know, going against the Reds, it's an even better matchup and such a hitter-friendly ballpark. I'm going to definitely pay up for Cano here. I think he's really going to click tonight.
Well, and I'm going to stick with J.D. Martinez of the Tigers for $4,000 to get a power bat that's rolling along right now. I think that's tremendous value, and I'll stick by him as my value play tonight. I really like his chances of extending this streak. Power bat that stays hot, it could produce big points, and so I'm hoping for that this evening. So we'll wind it up there, John. So there you have it for John McKechnie. I'm Paul Bruno, and we wish you good luck with your FanDuel picks. Come back to listen to our podcast on a daily basis to get an edge on the competition. So long, everybody.
Actually wearing your hair down tonight.
Yeah, because I finally decided that I love my hair. I figured out the solution for my morning frizz, midday poof, and even next day bedhead. It's Frizz E Secret Weapon Touch-Up Cream by John Frieda.
Well, you and your hair look flawless.
Flawless and touchable. Feel.
Oh.
See? It's soft, smooth ends, no flyaways, shiny.
Well, I clearly need to get some because your hair looks amazing.
Frizz E Secret Weapon, only from John Frieda.